And you are listening to the Texas Standard. It's one of the Texas legislature's top priorities this session, school finance reform. And lawmakers appear to be closing in on a plan to give Texas public school teachers a raise. How much money are we talking here, and what difference would it make for Texas teachers, many of whom live paycheck to paycheck? Well, the Texas Standard's Jill Ament breaks down the Senate's pay boost plan, and here's what some Texas teachers think of it.
Sometimes, to live in the tiny Texas town of Booker, people often need to wear many hats. That can be especially true for Booker's public school teachers.
Not only am I the special ed director, I am a special education teacher.
That's the voice of Jennifer Lowry. She's been teaching in the Booker Independent School District for about 15 years. Lowry's been a Texas public school teacher for more than 30.
I also teach low-level math classes. And then on top of all the other extra duties, like a class sponsor to help with fundraising, I'm an UIL academic coach. I keep the high school lunch detention kids.
Booker, Texas is located at the tip top of the Texas Panhandle, 8 hours away from the Texas state capitol. The town's population is about 1,500 people, and its school district has just a little more than 400 students. The starting salary for full-time classroom teachers in Booker is around $35,000 a year.
I've had to take a second job to help with my finances. I became an EMT.
Lowry says she's lived paycheck to paycheck for most of her teaching career. She raised two daughters as a single mom and racked up a lot of credit card and loan debt.
And I had two in college at the same time, and I had to take out many, many Parent PLUS loans. And just in the last few years, am I getting where I've been able to pay those off?
Lowry is nearing the end of her teaching career, or at least trying to. At 59 years old, she says her pay has topped out at around $52,000 a year. But with the state's teacher retirement system nearing a shortfall, and the rising costs for the teacher health care plan, Lowry says her retirement plans are on hold for now.
I'm one major hospitalization away from bankruptcy.
This session, we must pay our teachers more.
Texas's top three lawmakers are making a concerted push to address some of the issues plaguing the state's public school system and its teachers. One measure proposed by Senate lawmakers would give a $5,000 raise across the board for the state's full-time classroom teachers.
If you don't have that great teacher there with that student teaching that student, you will not have a successful outcome. We're putting teachers first.
According to the National Education Association, the pay for Texas public school teachers is about middle of the road when compared to other states. For people like Lowry, living in a rural area where the cost of living tends to be lower than in large metropolitan areas, the raise could have a bigger difference. Lowry says a $5,000 raise could be key to her being able to retire.
It's probably not a lot in the grand scheme of things, but it is more than we've gotten in many, 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 many years.
Senate will come to order. Secretary,
the measure says these raises will be paid for by the state. A Senate budget proposal brought forward last month includes billions of dollars in education spending, suggesting $3.7 billion go towards teacher pay raises. Some teachers' groups are applauding the move. Shannon Holmes is executive director for the Association of Texas Professional Educators. He says he's glad the legislature is thinking about investing in teacher salaries.
I think that it shows that the teaching profession is valued here in the state of Texas. In the last couple of sessions, maybe that hasn't been the case.
According to Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick's office, the $5,000 raise would go into effect the next school year as well as the following school year. That means each teacher will get $10,000 more total in the new budget. But some people, like Michael Lee, who is the director of the Texas Association of Rural Schools, remain skeptical about how future legislatures will fund the raises.
So in a way, it's kind of scary, because if they give the raise now and then they don't support it in 2 years, it's going to, you know, cause a lot of problems in rural school districts.
Lee says his group would prefer lawmakers put that money towards raising the state's minimum salary schedule for teachers and maintain that over time.
If you don't already have it out.
Other Texas public school teachers, like Chris Green, who teaches at Rhodes Middle School in the San Antonio Independent School District, are also worried the measure won't ensure long-term raises for Texas's teachers.
If it's just to begin slowly over time, raising, you know, teacher salaries to a point where it's a profession that is more desirable for talented people coming out of college and more desirable for people who have been teaching for a long time to stay in, then I think that's a start. But if it's just like this one time, raise it this much, I don't know how effective that's going to be.
Have a great afternoon.
Green has been teaching for a couple of years at San Antonio ISD. He says a competitive salary is just one part of making Texas teachers feel valued. He thinks on top of pay raises, teachers should be given more opportunities to develop professionally.
I think it's just like adding different types of pipeline for teachers to really engage the amazing level of leadership we have in our Texas schools.
For Jennifer Lowry in Booker, Texas, she thinks the proposed raise is a great start to making Texas teachers feel compensated for the work she says they put into their jobs every day.
We're working hours before and hours after school and hours on the weekends. And so I think that's where we are. I think this $5,000 raise would make us feel appreciated and be a compensation for all that extra time we put in.
However, Lowry has some concerns, too. Namely, she's uncertain if the proposed raise would even pay off, especially if her healthcare premiums continue to skyrocket and her cost of living creeps up. So, as the focus shifts to Texas educators this session, what lawmakers do about teacher pay is just one of the many debates she'll be keeping an eye on. Reporting for the Texas Standard, I'm Jill Ament.
The Texas Senate Finance Committee will hear public testimony on the teacher pay raise proposal next Monday.